Diane Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Ringo Starr was at number one on the singles chart on this day in 1973 with Photograph. The promotional film shot for the single showed Ringo walking around his new house at the time, staring at his childhood photos.
You know, it wasn't like I want to be a photographer. It was just I noticed that there were six or seven photos of me from my christening to 18, really, till I was about 18. And I don't know, I just started taking photos.
Chicago had their only UK number one single on this day in 1976. If You Leave Me Now spent 3 weeks at the top of the charts. Songwriter Peter Cetera.
That was kind of my, kind of let me get in on the writing, you know. Okay, he wrote a hit song, all right, I guess he can write other songs now, you know.
And today marks 29 years since the death of Freddie Mercury. During his career with Queen, he scored over 40 top 40 UK singles, including the worldwide number one Bohemian Rhapsody.
Been tributes to his talent and his courage from friends and from fans.
Mercury, lead singer with the group Queen, died only 2 days after confirming that he was suffering from AIDS.
I don't really take myself that seriously. Not anymore. There was a time where in the early days where our music was very pompous and very serious and people thought, oh God, what a load of bores, you know? And I personally just have a good time just fooling around on stage.
I want to break free.
We are the champions.
Galileo.
You had the time, you had the power. You've yet to have your finest hour. Radio.
Today, music for Tuesday, November 24, at Mix 104.9.